We'll let the record show that Mr. Raskins could not answer the question.
First of all, what did Biden do to receive the money? Let me start with this. Right. My last name is Raskin, okay? We've sat next to each other for more than a year. You don't have to add the S.
Well, you know by now, one of my favorite things is watching the MAGA Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, get ripped to shreds. And then he's got that high-pitched voice that he does, which is his biggest tell, where he says things like, "Well, I've got land. I'm a farmer. And you will see what we're doing here. We will show you what we're doing here." And I watch this and I am like, did they really just pick the exact personality that's like the worst substitute teacher that no student ever wants? That's like who James Comer is every single day. So you saw right there, Democratic Congressmember Jamie Raskin saying, "Okay, my name is Raskin. It's not Raskins. You sit next to me all of the time." Let me show you this other very embarrassing moment for James Comer with Democratic Congressmember Jamie Raskin, putting him in his place. Play the clip.
So it's okay. It's okay for, as Tony Bobulinski said, for China to bribe Joe Biden's family with $9 million.
But that's the lie that's been discredited. I mean, where is your impeachment investigation? If Joe Biden took a $9 million bribe from China, why aren't you impeaching him for that?
Well, who says we're not?
Well, I can invite Mr. Moskowitz to come back in. Do you want to move for impeachment today? Because I thought that that was your main agenda item. You said it was the paramount priority of the committee.
No, this is a...
And I love how just direct Jamie Raskin is being with Comer and saying, "Look, you're the ones who are supporting this deranged Donald Trump." Here, play this clip.
No, this is a hearing on China, and you all have an obsession with Russia and Trump. It's disturbing.
We can talk
you
about China
therapy.
And Trump or Russia
you all
and
need,
Trump.
He's got need therapy, Mr. Raskin.
No. You need therapy. You're the one who's involved with the deranged politician, not me, okay? I've divorced myself from Donald Trump a long time ago. You're the one who needs to disentangle.
Wow, here's Jamie Raskin and James Comer going at it again. Play this clip.
I don't know
what
who you're
business
talking
were they
about.
In?
Well, what Biden? What business is the Comers what? In? You're talking about lots of people. There's lots of people in the family.
I'm a farmer. Your impeachment,
investigation must identify a high crime
do?
And misdemeanor.
What did they do?
I'll tell you what Joe Biden
did.
He was a senator of the United States. Then he wrote a book, and he said he made the most money ever made in his life, millions of dollars on his book, and he gave $1 million.
That's what his family did. That's why Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, China, Russia. That's why they paid the Biden family money, because of Joe
None
Biden.
None of those
money.
Governments paid anyone any money.
So, somebody needs therapy here, but it's nobody on our side of the aisle, okay?
Back to the China hearing.
You had your chance.
Order.
I would like my time restored.
No, your time was expired.
You interrupted me. I want my time restored. You had your time.
You went above, and I let Ms. Thornton go a minute.
You know what?
Sit down, everybody. Come back. This is about China. We asked a simple question. Now, Ms. Presley, you're out of order. Sit down.
And I love this part when Jamie Raskin's like, "Okay, Comer. All right, Comer Pyle. So what is the crime that you're trying to impeach Biden for? Just tell us right now." And then Comer's like, "Well, it's the crime family. It's the Bidens. The Bidens. It's all of the Bidens." It's somewhat funny, but it's embarrassing. Here, play this clip.
Number two, I would like my time restored. And number three,
you have not identified a single crime.
No. Well, what is the crime that you want to impeach Joe Biden for and keep this nonsense going? Well, why? What is the crime? Tell America right now.
You're about to find out very soon. Name it. Chair now recognizes a propaganda experiment from Arizona.
Another zinger right here by Democratic Congressmember Jamie Raskin. Well, you do get what you pay for, Comer Pyle. Play this clip.
Office building.
Mr. Chairman.
What business? Did they have an energy
Mr.
company?
Chairman, we've spent tens of millions of dollars you pursuing
we have,
Joe Biden, and you have not
true.
Identified
that is
a single
a lie.
Crime.
You are
really?
Lying.
That really?
That is a lie. We have not spent $10 million.
Hey, how much have you spent?
We haven't spent hardly anything.
Oh, it's been for free. Okay. All right. Well, in any event, you know what? Then we get what we paid for, because you got nothing.
Answer this question.
You've not named a single
crime.
Then they did bring in Democratic Congressmember Jared Moskowitz, and here's what he had to say. It's Watch this full clip. You're not going to want to miss it. Play this clip.
You know, let me start by saying that obviously Chairman Comer's not here, but I think in light of what we witnessed earlier, I think it's important that together as a committee, that we begin Chairman Comer's therapy session, right? You know, a member of the other side wanted to confirm what the title of the hearing was, right? That Chinese propaganda. Well, we know the title of the hearing certainly isn't about impeachment anymore. And Chairman Comer has suffered tremendous loss. And we all know in our life what it's like to suffer tremendous loss. There's all sorts of different stages of grief, and that's the loss, obviously, of his impeachment hearing. And everyone deals with that different ways, and sometimes it takes time to grieve and struggle and fill that hole, that void that now exists, now that he no longer has impeachment. But the only way we as a committee are gonna help Chairman Comer get better is we have to get to the root cause, right? So for today's therapy session, okay, I wanna talk about denial, right? The denial that the impeachment hearings are over. And the denial, obviously, that he started with the 1023 form, which was Russian disinformation. And so, you know, Chairman Comer, psychology teaches us that, you know, someone might be, like him, using denial as a defense mechanism. And signs include that you refuse to talk about the problem, you find ways to justify your behavior, you blame other people or outside forces for causing the problem, you persist in your behavior despite the consequences, you promise to address the problem maybe in the future, or you avoid thinking about the problem. And so in addition to these signs that Chairman Comer has been displaying, as we saw in the beginning, you know, he also might be feeling hopeless or helpless. I just want the chairman to know that we're pulling for him. We really are. I know it's been hard to become someone who was used by the Russians, but the good news is that he set this hearing today on Chinese propaganda because we've already lost him to Russian propaganda. I mean, we got to build a force field around the chairman to make sure we don't lose him to Chinese propaganda as well. And in fact, you can see behind me, these are quotes from the chairman, Chairman Comer, every single solitary time, and there are hundreds more, that he went on TV in interviews and talked about this 1023 form, which was all Russian disinformation. But we gotta make the chairman understand that it's gonna be okay. We will get him through this, but he's gotta recognize that denial is not just a river in Egypt. He is gonna have to face the fact that he was taken by the Russians.
You all know I love math, right? So let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce the headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, as we did at Midas Touch. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. Truth is golden. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Slash it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, including ours. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Businesses need to operate as efficiently as possible, so you'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/Midas. That's netsuite.com/Midas. One more time, it's netsuite.com/Midas. Back to Jamie Raskin right here, showing how Donald Trump accepted all of this money from China. And James Comer's like, well, of course he could take money from China. Of course, that's his business interest. He's going to take all the money from the CCP. I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, you got the MAGA Republicans cheering on Donald Trump from taking money from the CCP. I kid you not. Play the clip.
I will tell you this. If you believe that it would have been illegal for Joe Biden to take $5 million from Ukraine, it certainly would have been. What do you think about Donald Trump taking more than $5 million from the Chinese government while he was president?
Well, we know that Donald Trump had a legitimate business that he talked about and he campaigned on.
The legitimate business was the White House.
What business,
he sold the White House.
What? Oh, give me a break.
He was president.
What business was the what business were the Bidens in? Well, what business did Joe Biden's family own? What business were they in? Did they have hotels? Did they have a social media company? Did they have golf courses? Did they have casinos? Did they have office
Mr.
buildings?
Mr. Chairman.
What business?
And then finally, Jamie Raskin says, can I just show you what happens when our leaders cave in to Russia and China? Let's just take a look at what this looks like. Play this clip.
What happens when our leaders cave in to China and to Russia? So here are some of the tweets that were sent out by the last president about President Xi in China. Smart, brilliant, everything perfect. We love each other. Friend of mine, a very, very good man. There's nobody like that. The look, the brain, the whole thing. My feeling toward you is an incredibly warm one. A brilliant man. If you went all over Hollywood to look for somebody to play the role of President Xi, you couldn't find it. There's nobody like that. The look, the brain, the whole thing. And here's the ex-president on Putin. His invasion of Ukraine is genius and pretty savvy. Putin was smart. The man has very strong control over a country, a tough cookie with great charm. So we need some democratic self-respect in order to combat the propaganda. And I am also happy that we saw today a few members actually demonstrate what propaganda running through American politicians looks like. Thank you for calling this very significant and important hearing, Mr. Chairman. I yield back to you.
And Democratic Congressmember Garcia right here showing again how the MAGA Republicans are just quite literally cutting deals with spies from China. Play this clip.
This gentleman over here, this of course is Gal Luft. We know that a Chinese spy, Gal Luft, infiltrated this committee's sham impeachment inquiry against President Biden with false allegations. Now, according to his federal indictment, Gal paid a former U.S. government official who was a Donald Trump advisor to, quote, publicly support certain policies favorable to China. He also sold Chinese arms around the world. Now, our chairman, who wanted this gentleman to be a witness, called him, quote, a very credible witness. This is a Chinese spy we're talking about. Just because Gal Luft was willing to help Republicans smear the president. So when we're talking about China's influence, it starts with the House majority, our chairman, wanting to have a witness, this man, who actually was a Chinese spy. So it's completely ridiculous for Republicans to claim to get tough on China while they're working with literal Chinese agents to spread misinformation. Goes to show you what a joke this is.
And finally, here's Maxwell Frost pushing back at Marjorie Taylor Greene. Play this clip.
You asked multiple questions.
I did not ask him a question.
You certainly did. You said, did you see this?
Time has expired. Gentlelady's time has expired. Chair now recognizes Mr. Frost from Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into it, it's interesting to hear my colleague just now talk about disavowing white supremacists. When in 2022, she spoke at an event led by white supremacist and white nationalist Nick Fuentes, and when asked about it, doubled down on it and said, we're going to focus on people, not labels. So get out of here with that damn hypocrisy.
Yeah, and just so you see what he's talking about, this is when Marjorie Taylor Greene met Nick Fuentes, and they were not met. They were hanging out at the event and speaking together, speaking on the same topics together. Here, play this clip.
We are honored, we are humbled and excited to welcome to the stage right now for our first speech, and we love to get to know her much better. I think this is going to be the beginning of something great. The representative from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Folks, I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch.